This is Jeffrey Bennett. Protect him. Wow. What the heck's the name of my program? Perspectives on America. It's Tuesday, 16th day of January, 04. I'm working on a very intense program for today, and I'm not going to bore you with the whole story, but we're going to dip back into the past today. January the 8th of 2016, we did a very special two-hour music program. I know we did one last week. It was not my plan this week, but doing some stuff, working on some stuff. Frankly, I had no sleep last night whatsoever, and reasons I'll bore you with tomorrow. And I want you to enjoy this special two-hour set with Albert King, a phenomenal blues musician I was introduced to in 1968 when I was stationed in Vietnam. And this is a very special program where he hooks up with a young jazz guy, a young blues guy named Stevie Ray Vaughan. Enjoy this two-hour set. I will see you tomorrow live. Take care of yourselves.
Permanent member of the Fillmore family, a great guitarist, this is Mr. Albert King.
Good evening, my friends. Friday night. It is the 8th day of January, 2016. Jeff Bennett here. The Black Cat Jazz Sessions, although tonight the emphasis is more on blues. Fall of 1968. I walked into the PX at Lane Army Heliport, about 15 clicks outside of Quignon. Came across an album that looked very interesting to me. Livewire. Guy I'd never heard of. Guy named Albert King. Yeah. That album became, in so many respects, other than Iron Butterfly's Inagata De Vida, so many songs were huge during the Vietnam War. Specifically for those of us who were in country. This album, Livewire, became my signature, my music from that era. And a guy who would share my room in the hooch with, oh yeah, I had a private room. I didn't always have a private room, but it was a room that was designed for one. That was my elevation, that was my station and the position I worked. I also, you know, had a first sergeant that took good care of me. Had officers that took good care of me because I took good care of them when it came to food, helping establish an officer's club, etc. But this particular room toward the end of the say is a guy that I'd become very good friends with. a man who almost 50 years later I'm still very good friends with, Brother Ray. This became an album that is still a topic of conversation so many years later. I mean, my God, 48 years ago, I discovered this album. Wow. You're listening to the opening, Watermelon Man. But we're going to segue into the piece of music that became my signature in every respect. It still is. It's a piece that we still joke about today. It's called Blues Power. The most significant piece of music on here. So welcome to, I guess, the Black Cat Blues program tonight. Because once we've heard Blues Power, we're going to go down a whole new path, and it's all Albert King. Stay with us. This should prove to be enjoyable. Chat room's open. I apologize. I still cannot get into it. That will be corrected come Monday. Let's enjoy the tunes, baby.
Take the little baby that's laying in the cradle. He can't get that milk bottle fast enough. He go to kicking and crying and going on tearing up the little baby bed. He got the blues. Can you dig it? You take this girl that's got this mane squeezed. That's her boyfriend, that is, you know. And he just bought a brand new GTO. You know she wanna be with him every time he cranks it up and go round the corner to the soda fountain. This is why she wanna go and show it off where all the guys and gals be. You know what I mean? And she get ready to go out this particular night, and her mother said, "Daughter, you was just out last night. You can't go out tonight. That's too many nights in a row." She go in the room and fasten the door and won't answer the phone, won't eat, won't talk to nobody. She got the blues. That's what's wrong with her. Some people call them the reds, the pinks. When you get through, it's the old-fashioned country blues. That's right. I ain't seen my mane squeeze in 10 long weeks today. You know I got the blues. Can you dig it? Right there, children. Keep it right there. the blues. And when you're doing the blues, they're so strong, that's the reason they name, they call them blues power. Yeah. And would you believe I invented blues power? Can you dig the blues power? Let everybody say yeah. Say it again, say it again.
Thank you.
Albert King, Blues Power, an amazing album from that time period. I knew of B.B. King, as I mentioned in earlier programs, but didn't become familiar with Albert until I bought this album. It's interesting, I was at the Rhythm Room in Phoenix, Arizona, down on Indian School Road, to see a couple of fairly large gals doing the blues the night that Albert King died. Man, it hit me. Albert King wasn't sure who it was he'd been booked to jam with on December the 6th, 1983, in the studios of CHCH, an independent television station in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, 40 miles west of Toronto. Of course, his manager had assured him that he knew the young guitar hotshot. Sure enough, Albert recognized his 29-year-old Texan immediately. Not this fast-rising guitar star, but this little guy called Little Stevie. Skinny little kid who'd been coming around and eventually sitting in every time Albert passed through Austin. A little Stevie idolized Albert even before he was in his teens. He'd been captivated by the Mississippi-born guitar masher's uniqueness, the torrid tone, incisive phrasing, even the rocket-like shape of Albert's instrument. The boy had other musical heroes, notably his older brother Jimmy, as well as people like Lonnie Mack, Jimi Hendrix, but it was Albert's influence that would remain the most pervasive throughout Stevie's career. Now, it's interesting because the Little Stevie we're going to talk about is going to be featured very heavily in the balance of this program, along with Albert. This amazing program that was done, and we'll continue to drop in and out with various different commentaries about this session you're about to listen to. Little Stevie? Well, that wasn't Little Stevie Wonder. The thing that became interesting here is that there's another musician who certainly has never hit the notes the way Little Stevie did. He's a known commodity, more for his womanizing or the high-profile gals that he chooses to hang around, but I talked about him last week, John Mayer. John Mayer is a moderate talent who's out of place in today's society. He can sing Sinatra-type songs, but he's a lot better at blues and the guitar. Interestingly enough, John Mayer's influence was also Albert King. And several years ago at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or the Blues Hall of Fame, or one of those, it was John Mayer speaking to Albert King's daughter and grandchildren about Albert's influence. It was John Mayer that presented the award that night. Let's tune in to listen to this In Session set from 1983. Oh, and by the way, when this was originally released on disc, the disc was only about an hour long. We're going to give you close to an hour and a half of an amazing set. Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan. I hope you're going to enjoy it as much as I do.
See, that's what you get for paying attention. You have to pay attention going out here. Boy, there's a lot of guitar players out here.
That's the truth.
But don't. They're just players. They play fast. They don't concentrate on no soul. But you got them both. Everybody ready?
We're ready for the Christmas carol.
Huh?
We're ready for the Christmas carol.
All right. Two for nothing. One, two. More than a bad sign.
Yeah. Santa Claus. If it wasn't for bad luck, I would have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble. Since I was 10, born on a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I would now no luck at all. Wait a minute. I can't read. I didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. If it wasn't for bad luck, I would have no luck at all.
We're gonna start it off soft. I gotta find out what Stevie been doing all this time he been away from me. 2, 3. About the time you would come in dragging your little guitar and say, I want to sit in. They say, Steve is here. Let him sit in. I said, who is Stevie?
Yeah.
I said, bring him on up. Let him sit in. You'd get up there and you'd hit 2 or 3 good licks. Then you'd back off. Then I'd be waiting and listening for you to come on down and mash you on the box. You know, go ahead and pick. I used to holler at you on the other side of the stage. Stop standing up there looking at me all out of whack and play your guitar, man. You know what I mean? And then you go ahead and go to playing. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I... Yeah. I didn't ever think you would be as bad as you are now, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you really done grown up.
I'll be trying.
Yeah, that's right. You're coming on. But don't
try to keep what you got.
One thing you can't do, right. There's one thing you can't do. You can't let your head get big. You got to keep it. Got to stay on down there so I can brag about you. Don't, I'll catch up with you and have this whoop. I got a whoop back there.
Whoop at the bottom of my feet, huh?
Yeah, right on the bottom of my feet.
Talk a little bit about Stevie. Jeff Bennett here. Got to come in here every once in a while and drop some words into this deal, you know. Stevie recalls, of course, during this set that he first met Albert at the Coliseum Club in Austin in 73, 10 years before this was recorded. A couple of years later, Austin club owner Clifford Antone asked Albert to let Stevie sit in. Yeah, well, you heard a little bit of that. Albert agreed begrudgingly, but after he'd heard his disciple burn on the first number they played together, he ended up letting Stevie sit on stage for the whole night. Stevie Ray Vaughan, his reputation as the baddest guitar slinger in Austin, didn't reach much beyond the Texas border until 1983, the year his career took off like a turbojet. May 21st, David Bowie's Let's Dance, featuring Stevie at his blistering Albert King-inspired best, hit the top of Billboard's pop singles chart, also went to number one in the UK, and the following month, the release by Epic Records of Texas Flood, the debut album by Stevie and his two-man rhythm section, Double Trouble. AOR stations Coast to Coast, as well as MTV, jumped on the first single, an original hard-driving shuffle by Stevie called Pride and Joy. It's a piece I'm sure most of you know. In September, the album peaked at number 38 in Billboard, a most impressive showing for a blues album in 83, or for that matter, any year. After half a lifetime of playing blues in beer bars, Stevie Ray Vaughan had broken big time, baby. Big time. More. Let's go back to some tunes. That's why we're here. Black Cat Jazz and blues on a Friday night.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you.
Oh. Well, it's flooding down in Texas.
Yeah.
All of the telephone lines are down.
And the phone been cut off. Baby, leave it alone now.
Hey, here's my play.
This is something else to listen to and to watch. Returning to one of our opening pieces, Blues Power. You can't tell the difference between who's playing. Is it Albert? Or is it Stevie? Man, this is better than Memorex.
Thank you.
Well, I'm really enjoying this.
Me too.
You're a picking cotton picker, you know that?
Ha!
Yeah.
I tried.
I know it. You know, if you don't pick, I will catch up with you somewhere. And you'll get a tanning, boy.
I'll be happy to come.
Yeah, you'll get a tanning of your life. I want to go up to A flat.
All right.
I want to go up to A flat. Do this. Now watch this.
Running up to A flat. Albert King, Stevie Ray Vaughan in session from 1983. This is an amazing set. As we discussed earlier, this was done in Coliseum Club. Well, no, not Coliseum Club. This is a recording done in Toronto area. This is a very innovative television program called In Session, which was conceived and produced by a man named Ian Anderson. Now, this is not to be confused with the Jethro Tull flautist of the same name. The whole purpose was, the intention was the pairing of musicians who were related stylistically but seldom had an opportunity to perform together. I guess to some degree it was a precursor to what's the show they did on country music television where Crossroads. But in Crossroads, they would bring two people from totally different realms, a country singer and, maybe a rock and roll group. I watched a number of programs like that, but this was quite unique. These programs were produced during two seasons, first in 1983, once again 5 years later, and they were syndicated throughout Canada. 13 sessions were taped per season, each then edited into 2 half-hour programs. Among the musical meetings Anderson presented during the program's first season were B.B. King and Larry Carlton, Don Everly and Burton Cummings, Dr. John and Johnny Winter, that's interesting. The teaming of Albert and Stevie certainly ranks as one of the producer's most inspired ideas. Now, the recording lasted about an hour and 45 minutes of music, which were taped, but only about an hour was culled for what was ultimately released on a compact disc. Now, that included some selections that were never seen on the television screen. The music biz buzz at that point in time may have been all about Stevie, but well, as you can watch the video, Albert was clearly in charge during the date. A solid rhythm section made up of Tony Lawrence on organ and piano, his brother Michael on the drums, bassist Gus Thornton, the same one that plays on Albert's two fantasy albums, one entitled San Francisco 83, which is actually now available out there with two bonus tracks, and the album's called Crosscut Saw, Albert King and Frisco. The following year's Albert King album called I'm in a Phone Booth, Baby, backs both guitarists throughout. And with the exception of Pride and Joy, Stevie's only vocal on the session, all the tunes are from Albert's concert repertoire. We're going to go back to this because, frankly, the music is just too darn enjoyable not to go back to. Wouldn't you say? Let's go back to Albert King, Stevie Ray Vaughan. And we'll have a little surprise for you at the end of this program.
Yeah. Stormy Monday.
Yeah.
Ah, but Tuesday's just as bad. Yeah, they call it Stormy Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. You know Wednesday's worse. Lord, and Thursday's all so sad. The eagle flies on Friday, yeah.
and sad I go out to play. I know you remember that, don't you? Hey, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church. Lord, and I kneel down to pray. I cried, Lord, help me.
I can't hear you.
Lord, have mercy on me. Yeah. I cried, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me.
Work with it, son.
Hey, you know I'm trying to find my woman. Won't somebody please send her back to me? Wait a second.
I'm getting some word from the chat room indirectly that Dagny's in the room. Dagny's missing me. I'm missing Dagny. Missing all of you in the chat room today. It's always a very integral part of the program. Feedback I'm getting is positive. You folks seem to be enjoying the program. I'm glad. Moving to some other areas. I got your note, Dagny. Appreciate it much. Featuring an amazing session with Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan tonight. And we're not going to go for any breaks, no top of the hour break, no nothing. We're going to control this whole thing right here, today, right now. And, I mean, why not? This is just such an enjoyable set to do. I enjoy coming in with some occasional commentary, which comes from a wide range of different places. Part of it's liner notes, part of it's other personal knowledge that I have. I miss Albert. I miss Albert immensely. Part of the problem is with guys like this, specifically Albert King, B.B. King, is that their shows, very much like a Tony Bennett in his own genre, became almost, you could go to one show after another, and for the most part, the songs were the same, the inflections were the same. Tony Bennett, as much as I enjoy him as a singer, I can listen to him doing a song on the Johnny Carson show from 25, 30 years ago and listen to him doing the same exact thing today. And it's absolutely no different. I've just had an offer in the Skype room to come on the air and play some blues, and she can play guitar and I can sing. Well, I don't think we want to do that. What, we try to turn the audience away? We get together in March. We'll practice some stuff, okay? One of the things I find interesting about this this particular set that we're listening to, which is so bloody profound anyway, is that Albert King ruled over the entire proceedings like a benevolent father, retaining control, but allowed his guest, Stevie Ray, loads of solo space in which to display his awesome command of the electric guitar. Stevie avoided flaunting his prowess, however, and instead delivered some of the most deliciously restrained playing of his career, laid back when his mentor dictated, turning up the heat only when Albert deemed it appropriate. Interplay by between the two blues masters, uncannily empathetic. Albert's fans will find special pleasure in hearing him play rhythm parts at such length. Albert was never noted as a great rhythm guitarist, and yet here, on this program, when backing his young friend, he doubles bass lines, executes horn-like riffs, contributes brief encounter leads, particularly during turnarounds, with a command and inspiration seldom heard before on disc. The notoriously cranky Albert, and he was, even becomes humble. At one point, between tunes, he admits to having problems with his guitar strings, which caused him to have to retune frequently during the performance. Then he finally tells Stevie, "I'm about ready to turn it over to you. I got to sit back and watch you now." Albert was, in a sense, passing the torch to Stevie. The following month, in January of 1984, Albert returned to Berkeley, California to record "I'm in a Phone Booth, Baby." And it would be his final album.